Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Lou Brings Orchestra and Chorus, and Al's guest this week.
Looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April is showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm going to open the show with a little song of encouragement for all the low hooper programs. Look for the silver lining.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Take it, boy. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. Always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Al, do you believe in the philosophy of that song?
Oscar, the longer you live, the more you believe in it. Now, I've often talked to fellas my age.
I didn't know there were any other fellas your age.
Wait a minute. What do you know about age? The greatest love in the world today is a man who's 60 years of age. He's the newest matinee of the day. I'm talking about Ezio Pinza, who's appearing in the Broadway musical South Pacific.
It's true that Pinza's a big hit, but you can't tell me that a girl wouldn't rather go for a young man like Robert Taylor than someone Pinza's age.
You're wrong, Oscar. After all, when someone reaches Pinza's or my age, he's more experienced. He knows the way to a woman's heart.
You may know the way to a woman's heart, but Robert Taylor's got the strength to get there.
Now, wait a minute. You can't argue against the facts. All the Bobby Soxers from 8 to 80 are flocking to see Ezio Pinza. Most of the young leading men in pictures are worried about their jobs. In fact, there's some talk at MGM about replacing Van Johnson with Van Jolson.
Yes, and over at Columbia, they're talking about replacing Van Jolson with Van Parks.
No, I said, don't try to kid. I'm serious about this. Pinza's success as a romantic leading man has given encouragement to a lot of old men in show business. Really has. For instance, do you know who they're going to put in a leopard skin to play the new Tarzan?
Who?
Victor Moore.
Who's he going to carry in his arms as he swings through the trees?
Sophie Tucker.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take my creaky young bones to the piano and see if I can rejuvenate Tchaikovsky's first movement.
Thank you.
dirty hands, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase. But his smile is as cute as can be, making noise, breaking toys, always fighting the boys. But his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run. Then I'll kiss my boy.
Dirty hands, dirty face,
little devil, they say. But to me, he's an angel. Oh, the joy.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah?
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Isn't it true the more you age cheese, the better it is?
Hmm? Well, yes, Al, that's true of most cheese, but why do you ask?
He's just trying to prove to me that anything that's older is better.
But here's something, Al, that disproves your statement. She's young, she's beautiful, and she's Dorothy Kirsten.
I want to congratulate you, Dorothy. I read the wonderful notice you received for your operatic performances here last week.
Thank you, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera will sing Depuis le Jour. Yeah. Depuis le Jour from the opera Louise.
Clarice.
Dorothy Bravo. You know, I was just thinking while you were singing. You know, as long as Ezio Pinza has given up the opera, maybe I could take his place.
But, Al, opera takes a lot of study.
I know all the operas, Dorothy. Why, many a time I've sung that famous opera, you know. Lazzona Mobile Oil. Lazzona Mobile Oil. What do you think, Dorothy?
You ought to change your oil.
Oh, listen, I know all the operas. Go on, try me. Try me with any of them.
Do you know Hansel and Gretel?
Ist das nicht dein Hansel und Gretel?
Nein, das ist nicht dein Hansel und Gretel.
Nein? Then was ist das from?
Das ist from hunger.
The important thing in opera is the love scenes. And Dorothy, I know all about them. Let me show you a love scene from an opera I wrote. Now, I've just come back from the races.
But Hollywood Park burned down.
I know, but my bookmaker is still standing. Well, anyway.
But in the opera, it's better if the hero's just leaving to go to war.
Okay, Dorothy, I'm leaving.
Oh, dearest, you're going off to fight. I'll never see you again.
Yes, you'll see me tomorrow.
How do you know?
I'm a coward.
Oh, parting is such sweet sorrow.
I must go, Dorothy, it's my regiment. Dorothy, will you wait for me if it takes 5 years?
Yes.
Will you wait if it takes 10 years?
Yes.
On second thought, don't wait if it takes 10 years. I'll be looking for someone younger. Now, let me have one last look at you.
No, don't stand still.
Don't stand still? Why not?
I don't want to remember you as you are.
Dorothy, darling, let us sing a song of farewell.
How about people would say we're in love?
But, Lipschin, das ist nicht opera. Das ist from Oklahoma. Das ist ein Schwing-Song.
Okay, Pupchen, let's swing it.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Take it, baby.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me.
You can't look at nothing else.
Your thighs are quite like mine.
You mean we tickle?
Your eyes mustn't flow like mine.
Why, yes, baby.
People will say we're in love.
But don't start collecting things.
Oh, give me my rose and my glove.
We are just expecting things. People will say we're in love.
Do you mind, Asa, what they say?
Not if you don't, Dorothy.
Pardon me, kiddo. I understand you want to become an opera star, and I'm an impresario. Here's my card. Don't soil it. I just got it back from the laundry.
Jack Kirkwood.
Jack, you look like you lost a lot of weight.
Oh, about 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yep, I took a little out of the pot, boy.
Say, Jack, what's this about you being an opera impresario?
Now, Asa, surely you've heard of my mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad? Who are they?
Lily Fonz and Andre Casalena.
Now, look, Jack, I happen to know that Lily and Andre don't have any children. So how could you be their son?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Well, if you're an impresario, then certainly you know Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan.
No, I take for prudential myself.
No, look, Jack, look, listen to me. Dorothy's with the Metropolitan Opera Company. Or Dorothy, honey, Throw a cadenza at this guy.
That's all right. You know, with a little training, this kid could be another Judy Canova.
Kirkwood, I think you're a phony.
Easy, sister. A talk like that, that leads to the law court.
I still say you're a phony. And if you want to sue, go ahead and sue, you imposter.
I accept your apology, Toots.
Jack, look, if I did sign up with you, do you think you'd get me to play Rigoletto?
No, sorry, I don't allow any of my clients to gamble. No. Of course, if the urge should suddenly overtake you, I do have an associate who, under certain conditions, would consent to take a small wager of... he wouldn't frown upon accepting a slight... what I mean is... He's a bookie. Oh. Anyway, Jolson, maybe I wouldn't want to sign you after all.
You wouldn't want to sign me? Me, Jolson, star of the Jolson story. And also my new picture, Jolson Sings Again, soon to be released. Me, star of stage, screen, radio, and television, I hope. I could get some kind of job, but anyway... Me who thrills millions of...
Pardon me, Buster, but your speech is so long, I forgot what we were arguing about.
Well, I told you this man is a phony.
Hey, look, Blondie, one more word out of you and I'll tweak your tonsils and wreck your career.
You can't hurt my career.
Honey, the way I tweak, you'll end up singing like Vaughn Monroe. With the nose removed.
Here and let this man insult
for
me.
For sure, I see. He might make me an opera star.
I thought you were a man.
It's Larry Park's fault. He makes me look healthy.
Now, Joseph, before I sign you, I'd like to hear you say.
All right. Now, look, you and Dorothy, come here. Listen. Get a load of this.
Sipo. Sipo.
Say, Blondie, you're kind of cute. Let's make, huh?
Signore. Signore.
What's the matter, doll? The cat got your tongue?
Scusatemi, se da solmi presento.
I wish I had a salad bowl handy, honey, so you and I could mix. Get it?
Io sono il prologo.
Well, Jack, what do you think of my voice?
I don't know. Some jackass was screaming his head off in Italian. I couldn't hear a word.
Can I get into this conversation? I'm a little nuts, too, you know.
Oscar, Mr. Kirkwood has cast me for the opera. He's a famous impresario.
Never heard of him.
Say, Smarty, who are you, anyway? You look like a frustrated Oscar Levant.
I am Oscar Levant.
Now, that's enough to frustrate anybody.
Now, look, Jack, you shouldn't talk like that to Oscar. He's a great pianist.
That's all? Well, 88 keys, can you play chopsticks on the piano?
I can play that with two fingers.
Yeah, but can you play it with chopsticks?
Al, this guy's a phony.
I'm going to sue.
Maybe I better call the cop.
Uh-oh, case dismissed. Pardon me, folks, but I have to get a shampoo from the barber of Seville, and I'm late now. So long.
I know you so well, Bright Eyes. What secret you tell? I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away, Bright Eyes. They give me a thrill, Bright Eyes. Just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your Bright Eyes. Ah, Bright Eyes. I know you so well, you got bright eyes. What secret you tell? I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. You got bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise with your bright eyes.
So much talk about Ezio Pinza and the musical South Pacific. We can't let our program end without doing one of the great songs from that show. Here it is. A real 3G song. Grand, great, glorious, Valley High.
Belly high may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Belly high will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, belly high. Come to me. Come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high.
Good night, everybody.
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.